If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
All right, buckle up, everybody. Today, we are diving deep into Saturn returns.
Ooh, those are interesting.
They are. A lot of people I know are kind of like excited for theirs, but also, honestly, a little scared.
Yeah, makes sense. There's definitely a lot of mystery and sometimes fear surrounding them.
Exactly. And to help us break it all down, we're going to be looking at excerpts from, wait for it, Saturn Returns, Transformation and Terror.
Catchy title.
Right. So first things first, for anyone who might be new to this whole astrology thing, Saturn returns happen every 29.5 years. It's when Saturn makes a full trip around the sun and ends up back in the same spot it was in when you were born.
Yeah, like a cosmic homecoming, I guess you could say.
I like that, a cosmic homecoming. So fill us in. What does Saturn actually represent, you know, astrologically speaking?
Well, Saturn's kind of the tough love planet. It's all about responsibility, discipline, boundaries. It's that part of us that knows we need to work hard and learn from our mistakes.
Like a cosmic coach pushing us to grow.
Totally. And when Saturn returns to that same spot in our birth chart, it's like a progress report almost. It's like Saturn saying, okay, time to check in. How are you doing with those life lessons? Are you living up to your potential?
And that's where the whole terror part comes in, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, who wants a pop quiz from the universe, especially if you haven't been studying?
Well, yeah. It can definitely be a time of upheaval. Things we've been ignoring, putting off, or just haven't wanted to deal with tend to pop up. Sometimes it can feel like your whole life is getting shaken up.
Like if you've been in a job that's making you miserable, your Saturn return might bring a sudden layoff, forcing you to actually make a change.
Yep. And you know, it might feel terrible at first, but it's often that push we need to finally go after what we really want. Saturn's not about punishing us. It's about pushing us toward what's truly best for us in the long run.
So it's not all doom and gloom. There's a transformation piece in there too.
Oh, absolutely. It's like Saturn's helping us shed those old patterns and beliefs that are holding us back, even if it's a little rough at times.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But how do we know if we're clinging to something that's no longer good for us? Like, what are the signs?
Well, you might feel drained and unhappy in a certain relationship, or you keep repeating the same mistakes over and over again. Maybe you feel unfulfilled, even though on paper, everything seems to be going well. It can be a lot of different things.
So it's not just about external stuff, but also internal awareness.
Yeah, totally. Saturn returns are really about going deep, looking at those limiting beliefs, facing our fears, those parts of ourselves we tend to hide. It's not always fun, but it's powerful.
Okay, this is making a lot more sense now. So if someone's getting ready for their Saturn return, what advice would you give them? How can they navigate this time?
I guess the first thing is to remember that it's a process. It's not about like suddenly becoming perfect overnight. It's about being open to the lessons, even when they're tough, and to see those challenges as opportunities for growth.
So no need to freak out.
Exactly. It's about seeing it as a chance to really step into a more mature, authentic you.
I love that. So to sum it all up, Saturn returns might feel intense, even scary sometimes, but they're ultimately about aligning with our true selves.
They're kind of like a cosmic invitation to build a life that truly reflects who we are meant to be and will be much stronger and wiser on the other side.
Absolutely. And on that note, I want to leave you with this question. If Saturn returns are about becoming our most authentic selves, how can we start making choices, like right now, that reflect our true values? It's definitely something to think about as you go on your own journey.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And until next time, keep exploring.
Bye, everyone.